you need a love that's true, need someone to stand by you, here I am. Oh, here I am. Here I am.
If you need a helping hand, need someone to understand, oh, here I am. Oh, here I am. Here I am.
Here I am, reaching out to give you love that you're without. I can help you find what you've been searching for.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I am a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Mm-hmm.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
Mostly books we love.
Yeah.
And other bookish things. And that's what we're going to do today. So we're going to start off the show talking about some December releases that we're excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to start us off, Amelia?
Sure. This one is called Stronger, Faster, More Beautiful by Arwen Ellis Dayton, a Goodreads author. That's what it says in parentheses next to her name. It says, for fans of television shows, of the That seems a bit grammatically incorrect. Let me try again. For fans of the television shows Black Mirror and Westworld, this compelling, mind-bending novel is a twisted look into the future, exploring how far we will go to make ourselves into the perfect human specimen and what it means to be human at all. Set in our world spanning the near to distant futures, Stronger, Faster, and More Beautiful is a novel made up of 6 interconnected stories that ask how far we will go to make ourselves into the perfect human specimens and how hard we will push the definition of human. This extraordinary work explores the amazing possibilities of genetic manipulation and life extension, as well as the ethical quandaries that will arise with these advances. The results range from the heavenly to the monstrous, deeply thoughtful, poignant, horrifying, and action-packed. Arwen Ellis' Dayton's Stronger, Faster, and More Beautiful is groundbreaking in both form and substance.
Ooh. That sounds so good.
Yeah.
It's been getting good reviews, too, so I'm excited about that one. Mm-hmm. There weren't as many books in December that I was that excited about that were coming out for teen books, but I thought that one sounded really good. And one that I am really excited about, actually, that's coming out this month is the 5th volume of the Paper Girls series by Brian K. Vaughan, Cliff Chang, and Matthew Wilson. So this is a series that comes out in comic book issues, mm-hmm. I think about monthly, but they collect them every once in a while. So this is the 5th collection of, so it collects Paper Girls numbers 21 to 25. And it's just a really fun series. It has a lot of time travel, and it starts off in 1988 on Halloween, and these paper girls get sort of thrown into this adventure together. Some of them are friends. Another person has just started her newspaper job and is new. So it shows them their friendship making and character development along this adventure kind of through time. But it's fun for me as an adult reader, although it's a teen series, because I was alive in the 1980s, and then they time travel into the future and into the past, but there's sometimes into the future that they travel that's still in the past for us, like you and me, mm-hmm. And our listeners. So they'll travel to, like, the year 2000. And so even though it's the future for them, it's still the past.
It's funny.
So it's very interesting. It's a fun series, and it's cool to have a comic book series that features a bunch of cool teen girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that one this month, especially. Yay. So what have you been reading recently? Anything good?
I was trying to read St. Peter's Gate. I couldn't get through it. It was a lot of characters too fast, and I was like, I don't know what's going on.
That's a one that you found at a event locally, right?
Yeah.
It's by a local author.
Yeah. Cool. Maybe someday I'll get through it again. Had tiny words and very small margins, and I was like, this is a lot. But I've started a new book, literally called Slender Man, and there's no author. My mom scanned it on Goodreads, and it says literally by anonymous. And, like, I think this is still relevant. There was a movie made recently, so it probably is. The movie wasn't that good.
Hopefully the book's better.
The book is written really interestingly, as in it's written in first person in a diary form by this boy named Matt Barker. But then it also cuts to, transcripts of text messages and then transcripts of interviews. Basically, it's written, like, as a past event, this girl has disappeared, and everyone is the investigators and everyone are trying to figure out where she went. She is a good friend of this boy, Matt, who is writing about her disappearance in his journal.
Huh. So you're enjoying it so far?
Yeah. Has bigger words, and I like the way everything transitions, from the interviews to the diary entries to the text messages. And also, the boy Matt wants to be an author. So alongside all these are pages from the story he's writing, which kind of like is almost like an analogy for what's going on in the quote unquote real world of the book where the girl has been missing. Wow. He is also writing a story about like a knight trying to save a village girl who has gone missing as well.
Very Interesting. I haven't heard of this book yet. I've heard of Slender Man.
I have no idea where it came from because my grandmother got it for me. So
at least you know where you got it from.
I do at least know where I got it.
That'd be creepy if it just showed up at your house.
I'd be far more alarmed if it just showed up in my house and was just like, oh, I have this now.
Or on your doorstep.
Yeah. But my grandmother got it for me.
Awesome.
And I don't know where she found it. I didn't ask her.
The mystery.
But I just know I looked at that cover and the first thing I noticed was like, there's no author here. And at first I thought maybe it was like a collaboration or maybe a quote-unquote true story of a guy actually, like, researching the urban legend, but no, it's a fictional story, and it's just kind of there. I have no idea where it came from, except for my grandmother.
You'll have to look into it. But you said your mom did some research and didn't find anything yet?
My mom scanned it on Goodreads, and it literally says by anonymous.
Ah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
We may never know. Cool. I've been reading some books that aren't really scary, but they're cool. I went on a kick this weekend and read a bunch of graphic novels that were all very good. It's nice when you have a good run of books. So one that I'd been wanting to read for a while is called Hey Kiddo. It's by Jarrett Krasoska, and it's a graphic novel memoir that shows his life from really when he was little up into high school. And he's a graphic novelist and author and illustrator. So it covers both like his life of like his love of art and how that developed. But it also covers his childhood. He was raised by his grandparents, who adopted him, because his mother was a heroin addict and was incarcerated at one point. And so it kind of follows his relationship both with his grandparents, his other family members, his mom, but also looks at his growing love of art and, you know, him striving for those goals.
That's cool.
So it's really nice. I actually haven't read his graphic novels. He does a Lunch Lady series. I forget what other ones. But they seem a little younger than what I normally read. Kind of more younger middle grade.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I haven't read his work yet, except for this. But this one was great. Highly suggested. So, again, that's called Hey Kiddo. That's by Jarrett Krasoska. It's been on a lot of, like, best of lists this year, especially for young adult literature. Oh, and that was the other interesting thing. I was reading it trying to figure out where to put this in the library, in part, because it seems geared towards middle grade, but some of the topics discussed seem maybe more teen. But then I also feel like as an adult, it seemed like it had a real audience for adults as well.
Yeah.
So we'll see where it ends up. You can find it at the library and figure out where I put it. Another book I read this weekend that I really liked was The Hidden Witch by Molly Ostertag. And it's the sequel to The Witch Boy, which I've talked about on the show before.
Yeah.
And so this is book two. I do think you could dive in and read this as a standalone, but you would definitely miss some backstory. There's some sort of further character development and follow-up from the first book. So I would highly suggest the first one as well, The Witch Boy by Molly Ostertag. The series is about a young boy named Aster who is part of a family that has magic. So the women all become witches and are trained to be witches and develop that magic. And the boys are all trained in shapeshifting and have shapeshifting powers. Except Aster hasn't started shapeshifting yet and finds that he has some real skill for witchcraft and is really interested in witchcraft. So kind of like secretly learns some witchcraft. And so the first book sort of dives into that. And then this book sort of follows up where that one left off. But then there's a new character that's introduced. Aster has a friend named Charlie, who we meet in the first book, who is not a magic person. She lives on the other side of town. But she knows that Aster is a witch. And there's a new girl that moves to Charlie's school. And has some magic powers that cause some trouble. So it's about their developing friendships and skills and all that fun stuff. And then the other graphic novel I read is called Tom's Midnight Garden. And it's by it's a adaptation of Philippa Pierce's Tom's Midnight Garden. And so it's this, you know, an older story that's been given a graphic novel adaptation. And it's just a really fun story where this young boy named Tom, his brother is sick with the measles, so he gets sent off to live with his aunt and uncle. And it's he lives in this house where it seems like he would have nothing to do all day and he'd be really bored and be dying to go home. But one night while he's sleeping, the grandfather clock that's in the house chimes 13. And he's like, I've got to see what's going on now. It's just chimed 13. That time doesn't exist. And he runs downstairs and goes out the back door. And all of a sudden, where there used to just be a back, like kind of a boring backyard with like cement and other buildings, there's this beautiful, huge garden and landscape. And so he goes off and explores. And he starts doing this every night and realizing that time spent in the garden is not the same as time spent at home. And he eventually makes a friend in the garden. So it sort of follows their friendship and the adventures and him trying to figure out how to navigate this new place. And, you know, eventually he has to go home eventually. So he's trying to figure out how he can extend his time in this wonderful garden that he loves so much. So it's really fun. I had never read the original, so I don't know how it compares. I don't even actually know if the original is a novel or a short story or or what it is, but or if it was written for kids or adults, but it was great. And then one other bookish thing that I enjoyed recently was there's a new movie on Netflix called Dumplin', which is based on a book called Dumplin', which is apparently is the first in a series. And so this is the latest of Netflix's sort of YA adaptations. There's a lot of TV adaptations of YA books and movies.
But
there's a lot of movies too.
Of the Young Elites.
Yeah, they gotta get on that.
Guys, please.
Gotta do it for Amelia. But Dumplin's a fun movie. I've heard the book is great, but I haven't read it myself. But it's about a young teen named Willow Dean Dixon, who's a self-proclaimed fat girl. And she's nicknamed Dumplin', that's the name of the book in the movie, by her former beauty queen mom. And so basically she gets her, she was really close with her aunt. And one of the things they bonded over was their love of Dolly Parton. Her aunt has passed away, and in going through her stuff, she finds an entry form for the local beauty pageant. But her aunt had never entered the beauty pageant, so she had wanted to, but hadn't done it. And so Willow Dean decides, sort of in her aunt's honor, to enter the beauty pageant, which has never been her world. It's her mother's world. Like, her mother runs the beauty pageant. So Willow Dean and her friend and a couple other folks she meets along the way that are sort of non-traditional beauty queens join the contest. And so it follows them on that little journey.
That's cool.
And it's very sweet.
It reminds me of Hairspray a little bit. I don't know why.
Sure.
Like it just seems similar.
Yeah, it's a different feel. I feel like Hairspray's so campy, and this was more.
Yeah, Hairspray's a lot more
contemporary.
It's a musical, so yeah, it has to be almost.
Yeah, but it was fun, and I'm a big fan of Dolly Parton, so it was fun to hear all her music and see other people loving Dolly Parton too. But
yeah,
that was good.
I'm reading some new books in ELA.
Oh, cool. What are you reading?
I'm reading The Great Gatsby right now.
How are you enjoying it?
I've only read the first chapter. It seems interesting so far. I've just got the second chapter. And I have to read that by Thursday, so I'll read that. And I don't know. I can't really... I just know... I thought it had a cool cover.
It does have a cool
cover. I didn't
know
that the word Gatsby was actually the name of a character in the book until I actually read it. And I was like, oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, the title makes it sound like it's going to be about like a magician or something like that. The Great Gatsby. But it's not. Spoiler alert. I've actually never made it through the book.
You haven't?
I don't know if I just didn't. When I tried to read it, it just wasn't the right time. Or if it's not the book for me. I've seen the movie, the Leonardo DiCaprio one.
Ooh.
And I did enjoy it. So maybe I would enjoy the book. But my mom really loved that book. She once told me it was the book that made her understand literature as an art. So that. And at one point, I don't know if it was when the movie came out or if there was like a big anniversary recently of that book, but at some point there was this funny computer game of The Great Gatsby that came out, and I wasted so much time playing this stupid game, and I don't even remember what it was, but it was very like old school computer game, like very flat.
Of The Great Gatsby?
Like you just run left to right.
And that is very strange. I can't imagine.
It was bizarre. So that's my main connection to Great Gatsby.
I mean, I know there have been some really weird, weird computer games. But like...
Yeah.
Like, I remember the I Spy games, which were my entire life when I was little.
I don't know those.
I remember there were two that what I mainly played. There was I Spy, Spooky Mansion, and I Spy... Treasure Hunt. I Spy Treasure Hunt was my favorite one.
So what did you do?
Because each one had
game?
Three endings. And by three endings, I mean it wasn't like a multiple choice. You pick, you do these choices, you get an ending. I mean as in every time you started the game, there would probably be some algorithm that randomly shuffled whatever game you'd play and you'd play that game.
Hmm.
But you never ended up playing the same one twice. By which I mean if you like did the first game, you wouldn't get the first game again until you did like a second or the third game. And basically you'd go through and it'd be like an I Spy book, except you're clicking this stuff instead of like seeing the stuff in the book, and you go through all the little areas and you get to the end, and usually you find treasure or something because it's treasure hunt. Everything's pirate themed, and it was just really, really calming when I was little. I recently found a bunch of playthroughs of it on YouTube of all the different ways, all the three routes. And I'm just like, this is nice.
Yeah, I miss some of my old computer games.
It's so nostalgic. It won't work on our computer anymore. I'm so sad. I don't think I have the game anymore either. But I loved it.
Cool.
I don't remember the Haunted Mansion one as well.
I had some Haunted Mansion game, like mystery game. But it was one of those games that you just had to kind of like wander around. And then you had to find like... hidden doorways but it was because it was a long time ago that I played this game, you had to like get to the exact right spot and say the exact right thing, and there weren't really any clues that you were in the right spot, and you were very limited in where you could travel. Like, I feel like there's games like that now, but their worlds are just so expansive that you can wander like everywhere.
Yeah.
And this was more like, you can't walk into the forest. That's the edge. Like, you can't go in there.
There was, that reminds me of like games like, there's this game called Little Nightmares, which has no tutorial. So it's trial and error. You find out how to do stuff. I never finished playing it. It's pretty cool. And then there's another game like Until Dawn, which is meant for like adults, which is another thing, like as in it's a multiple ending horror game, as if you're the, like, it's like you play as if you're the character in your own horror movie.
Wow.
Which is pretty, it's pretty cool. My dad has played through it. I tried to play through it a little bit, then I stopped, and I never went back because I was kind of scared of it. But I'm okay if my dad is playing it. Because we have it on the PS4, and it's one of those games that when like a jump scare happens, the remote vibrates, and that startles you even more. It's like, yeah, okay.
That's a lot. Cool. Hmm. So are there any books you're looking forward to reading in the coming weeks? Mm-hmm. Any free reading that's on your...
Splendors and Glooms is slowly getting to that. I don't know if the next Wings of Fire book has come out yet, but I think I'll find out. I don't know. I recently met a friend who is just as obsessed with those books as I am.
Oh, that's always fun.
It was the most enlightening moment of my entire life.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not sure. I have a bunch of comic books at home right now because it's December. There's all these end of year lists coming out of like the best books of 2018. And so I keep finding those lists. And while I can't necessarily get to all the novels by the end of the year, I've been checking out a bunch of the picture books and comic books. And so I have a whole stack at home that I have to peruse and decide which one to read next.
Yeah.
But I would also like to read a nice novel to end the year. I've been reading a lot of picture books, as per usual. There's so many good ones, though.
I'm kind of probably going to celebrate like the first anniversary of me getting Nimona in my house. I'm probably going to read it again.
Oh, yeah?
I read that like Christmas morning the day I got it. I read it all the way through.
Do you have any books on your Christmas
I don't remember list? Because my mom took my Christmas list down, and I know that means she's going to get the stuff or has already gotten the stuff,
Mom.
I put up on that list, but I wish I could remember what was on that list now that it's gone.
Well, I guess we'll see. Or you won't, but you might see.
Maybe.
Christmas
I don't know.
Morning. Cool. Yay. Well, we're just about out of time for today.
Mm-hmm.
But we hope everyone has a really great week and reads lots of good books, just like us. And since we started off the show with a song from the Dumplin' soundtrack, a Dolly Parton song from that movie, we'll end it off with a song from the Great Gatsby soundtrack.
Oh.
To honor your book that you're reading.
Cool.
Cool. So enjoy the song and happy reading.
Bye.
My life, just go where the wind blows. Here comes, he caught my eye, and we made love to the moonlight. Just go where the wind blows. I know. Come.